So I'm just gonna say my name, and then I'm gonna ask you guys a few questions, and then read your response from the paper. So this is Emma.
This is Alyssa.
Interviewing, and what's your name?
Gail.
Right.
And how old are you guys?
I'm 80.
And where did you guys grow up?
Well, I actually grew up in Rocky Mount. But my daddy and his family grew up on Highway 68, right below Cooper School at the White House, if that makes any sense. So I have some knowledge about that area. And then, of course, I met Mary Gray. So that put me there, even though I grew up in Rocky Mount. So I have a little knowledge of Ashe County in that area, the Coopers and the San Carlos.
So I'll just start with the questions. So either of you guys can answer, or both of you. Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked?
I do. A doctor named Dr. Gorm in Nashville. And then that was probably up until I was 10 years old. And then after him, until I was 20, Dr. Liberman, who still lives.
I remember Dr. Liberman. I did not remember Dr. Gorm, but I remember Dr. Liberman well. He was always a favorite.
What was it about Dr. Liberman that you admired?
Well, I think Dr. Liberman, when he came along, medicine had advanced, knowledge of medicine had advanced so far beyond the older Dr. Gorm, that he was very impressive to me as far as thorough examination. And Dr. Liberman had a motto, and he used it until he quit practicing a number of years ago. And his motto was always that he always listened to the patient.
I was going to add that. He was very concerned about your personal, you know, being personal with you and your family and all that. He could diagnose good. He could diagnose you. You know, even without a lot of tests and all.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a time when they made a house call to
you? I
do. But I mean, I was in Rocky Mountain, but I do. They made house calls in Rocky Mountain Partners when I was
there. The Dr. Thorne, the first doctor I had until I was 10, he would make house calls and bring a little bag and had a stethoscope in it. And maybe two or three, there were not many medicines then. And of course, those doctors made house calls. They also delivered a lot of newborns out in the country. I was not born in the hospital, and I was not delivered by a doctor. I was delivered by a midwife.
Okay. Do you remember a specific illness that your country doctor ever treated?
Colds. Think about this. And y'all probably never heard of this. Internal parasites, worms, for people that live in the country. Conditions were not sanitary like they are now. And I had bad stomach ache. I knew what it was, and the doctor diagnosed me with having worms. And so the treatment was simple. I don't remember what the treatment was, but it was simple. You know, you take a swallow this and a swallow that. And you're a worm.
I think sometimes you pick it up and you go on bamboo.
Yeah,
you know,
children.
I think Andrew had worms one time from being outside barefoot.
Yeah, and you would call the doctor, because I remember even having like a upset stomach. I said, oh, I just, you know, and having this school. She said, well, I like my mom to come and said, I'll call Dr. Perry. And Dr. Perry, he was very old at the time. And he would come in with his little black bag. I just remember, and he listened to me. And he said, well, you just take it easy and just don't eat a lot. But that was his speech. You know, he was I think they had a very warming bedside manner at that time, because most of them were elderly. He was very elderly, but he was so sweet.
So is the doctor-patient relationship important to you?
It is. And especially at this age, it has become more important for us. And we have made several changes in our later years to try to get to the right doctor. So there's a doctor in Rocky Mount who will only accept 300 patients, and we have to pay a subscription fee to see that doctor to be a part of that program. But we get such personal care that we can call this morning. If we need to see a doctor, we see him this afternoon. If we call the desk, we don't have to wait to get someone. I mean, someone picks up the phone. So for me, and I think Gail, speaking for on this particular thing, because both of us have joined the same program, at our age, it's very important.
Our original doctor retired. That's why we had to see him.
So is he like a private practice doctor?
Private practice doctor. He would be a private practice.
Mm-hmm. How does the importance of the doctor-patient relationship, where does that rank with other attributes of a doctor, like their actual medical knowledge, their availability, or their reputation?
Well,
this doctor can, if you have a specific problem, he can direct you. He can direct you to a doctor that you need for certain things, a general practitioner.
And I'm not sure, Emma, I recall the three things you asked, but without good, excellent medical knowledge, they would not mean much to me.
Right. So that's pretty important then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
I'm sorry, I did not understand.
You have slurred.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
I don't specifically
understand. So, do you like to?
Well, no, you just say it a little bit louder. I think that's the hardest. She'll speak.
So,
she's like, oh.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be like a medical guide or educator for their patients. Does your doctor, are they like an educator? Do they teach you about what's going on?
Yeah.
Yes.
He'll let you, I think he'll let you know what's out there now. You know, it's a different...
Yeah, and that's important. And one instance, I just had 3 or 4 weeks ago, I'd been on this regimen of treatment, and it was working. So I asked the doctor, how long do I need to do that? And he told me, he said, you be your own doctor in this case. And he said, you'll know when you can change things, you know. So does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just said if it's working,
you keep
doing what you're doing.
And then I think this is one of the last questions, but do you remember any other specific stories involving country doctors or doctors in your youth?
Stories? Yes. Facts? I don't know.
You can pick your favorite story.
My favorite story is...
When one came in, you berated my grandmother's house.
Yes. One doctor loved to drink alcohol. And the story is that the more he drank, if he gave you a home visit, the more he drank, the more time he would spend with you.
and I remember an incident where a doctor was called by my grandmother because my granddaddy was having some pains and so forth. And it was at night. And he came by to save me. We said, we shouldn't have called this. Because we could tell that he was, he gave him a shot of something.
Oh,
but,
no.
But we could tell that he was, had been celebrating something.
But you know, in those cases, they were on their own time.
Right,
yes. And, it wasn't like they.
It's not like they're at the office.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know. Yeah, this was his definitely off time, but he was the only one we could call. So we called him. I mean, he got the job done, but he was, I guess it was 5 o'clock. Somewhere
after
when he got home.
Do you have any other questions?
Okay. That was enough.
No, I think your eyes gave us a lot of good information. Thank you.
That was probably enough.